Simon Tafrei Zion Sif Gimel. Certainly, his mother is Umar. Really has to be said standing. And during Chazar Shashatz, where apparently they didn't actually say with, according to the Mechaber, they would just listen, but you have to stand. The Ramos says, the minig is to say with, which he brings from the Ram. So, but the Mechaber held they would just listen, but that just listening, it should be done standing. Which is a Gemara. The Iker of the Vidu is those Avonachtu Chatanu, which is Avasenu Chatanu. The Mishnah points out that we add a lot more, but the person would just say that. He became the Iker Din of Vidu. Mohammed Mishnah verse of Chatanu. Dachi Habi Derech Achnot Fei Misadu Balev Shalom. Standing. You know, you're sitting, you're comfortable, it's understanding, is more you're showing submission in front of your Creator. The type of Shayish should come up in Moedim, a person preferably should bend, like when he's saying Moedim. Below Yisrael Chaldabra, a person should not be being supported. A support to the extent that if the support would be removed, he would fall, that's called not called standing. In other words, a minimal amount of support is okay, but to be supported to the point that if you remove the support, you'd fall. That's considered sitting, like the Shartzin and Ches points out. Smicha kazoi habi yeshiva. Smicha of that extent that he's that he can't stand without the support. That's equivalent to the halacha of sitting.
Oh, good evening, Dr. Katz.
Rim somach. If he was supported, Sarfian im Yasub Yisrada. Prima Gadam is Musupik, but possibly the person would have to repeat the Vidui. And therefore, obviously, if you want to say it properly, the person should be careful about that. The Midot Sarf Liyos Akar, Akhatom Shemach Yomalev, Arba Mises Bed. For our Vidui of Kippur, all the different things that we say, so a person would start from the paragraph of Elokeinu, Elokei Avoseinu. Right?
This is the way you smoke. This is the whole thing, or even one sentence.
He's saying the mitzvah should be till after the phrase "Al Chatoim Shalach Yom Alim Rabbi Mrs. Bezin." Should be from the beginning all the way till there. All, as much as we're saying that as a vidui, it should be said standing. It's interesting because we'll see maybe possibly there's even more than that. Now, the pashas in regards to the issue of the prima gadim. It could be you're not yotzei because mikra. Then you say it's part of it. You're still yotzei saying vidui. It's an extra hesavas that we add. But as much as you want to say the hesav, you have to say it's standing. Who is he? Svara kavar. So the mechaber says that you would listen after. You would listen quietly during chazar shashatz. When the shana mashu the daita the kibush he svara kavar ba'atzu ein tzarach pam sheni la'atzu li svaras el ishmael b'shlech tzibur kishar chazar shashatz. The shulchan aruch with the language in the ketzi holds that you do not need to repeat. You just listen. Ramov b'shem aran polagal zev asir le the tzarach la'atzu li svaras. But the remorse says, no, the person actually, it's not enough to listen, you have to say it yourself. Okay. Possibly Iter, Me'iri, Mechem, Amedic, Mesmanem. If there are Amedic, as everybody says, with it, I think even by the Sardim, they say. Dalchei Tzarek Lermer, Baseser, Bagalui, Mishkogo, Ubazodoyen. The order should be Seser and then Goli, not Goli Besoser. And Mishkoga Besodon, not Besodon Mishkoga. Why? That's the Derech HaChaim. Yeshna Hakdim Hakal Lechomer. So you're Miswad on the Kal and you're Miswad on the Chomer. So Shkoga is Kal and then Zodon. Seser Bagoli, that's a little more complicated because he's understanding that Goli is the Chil Hashem aspect. So Seser is more Kal. On the other hand, there is a certain amount of the opposite that Seser person thinks, you know, that nobody sees him, so he's hiding it. So that's, whereas Gogli, you know, he's not scared of human beings more than the Kodesh Baruch Hu. But the Maaseh, he holds that. Matar Frayim, Maaseh Dein L'Shanas Min Anusah L'Kasav B'Sidurim, Eilad Ha'itzi Atzer Min HaKlav B'Shul Zeh. Cholecha Lo Yishanah Miminik Min Din Hosei. If one's in the standard Nusach of saying it, so we are going to change the order. And since nobody else is changing, so then you shouldn't change either. Okay. Fine. And the Dabar Shasvideh, Philip Amiris Al-Khaitz, person should not be talking during Shemoneh Esrei, obviously not, but even during Chazor HaShashatz, the person should not be talking then. Okay, Lan is Kaddish or Kedusha, Yesh Div, Sok, Tefillah, Be'emps, Hashamnu. If the opportunity would allow the answer to Kaddish or Kedusha, the person would interrupt that even in the middle of the Hashamnu paragraph. Fine. Person beats his chest or the area where his heart is. And it's saying he's recognizing that his desires is what caused him, his heart representing his makom of his desires, is what caused him to do chet. Okay. The truth is during Shemoneh Esrei also, if a person was holding it during Vidui, and he already said the first Yidur Rotson, before he says Vidui, he says the first Yidur Rotson, and they would, the Tzibur would get to Kaddish or Kedusha, you would answer, not all of Kaddish or Kedusha, but Yehesh Shemir Abba and Damiran Ba'om of Imru Amein, you would answer those two parts, you would answer Kedush and Baruch and Kedusha also. Okay, the Rambam said the ikar of the video is the phrase "Avol Anatu Chatanu."
Not Yimloch Hashem Le'Olam.
Not Yimloch, right? Right. Who adin Shazarach Lermer Gam Kein Avinu Upashanu. So the ikar video is Chatanu Avinu Upashanu. Those three elements. Like they used to, like the Karim would say, Chatosu Visi Pshati. So you have to say that part. Al Shenogel Lermer Gam Kein Shari. The Rambam we say the whole paragraph of Hashamnu. And we also add in we add all of these other elements also. Now the Gemara is interesting. The Gemara says that the Vidui of goes through a list of different amoraim what their vidui was, and one says the vidui of Rav was and the vidui of this one was Atidei Rosei Olam. So all these vidui, as the Mora says, we also say. So Lachar, they would require a mitzvah. See, said before the mitzvah starts from Hashamnu till after of Al Chatoyim, but the paragraph Ashlo Nitzarti Yeni Kedai is also a vidui. And that should also be said, would have to also, it's interesting, it entails the paragraph, which is the Vidur of Rav, the Mor says, is Mo Onu Mochayenu Mechasteinu Matzichosenu, right, we say it in Chazor Shashatz. So it tells the whole Tzibur would say it because it's part of Vidui. It was more.
It
was more
you say, I think it's the Chazor Shashatz of Nila.
You say Chazor Shashatz of Nila, but you also say during Chazor Shashatz, the Chazan says it in most places,
yeah.
And the Tzibur is quiet. It tells everybody said it with him because it's Vidui. He said it standing. Mm-hmm. It's part of it. It was Morse calls it a Vidui. Morse was a Vidui the Rav, I think it was. So I don't know why people wouldn't say it with the, if our minhag is like Moses is to say it with the chazan, let the mechaber just to listen. So why punk that part? People just listen. And they listen sitting. A lot of people are sitting during that paragraph. I don't understand why that would be so. Take a look over here in the Shartzi and the Yud Beis. So he raises the following issue. that he said already that the Avlo Nachtu, the main vidui is Avlo Nachtu Chatom. He said before a vidui has to be said.
It's hard to relate to it as a vidui because you literally say it every day. It's in Kabbanis. I mean,
it was taken from.
I know, but it's like it's not. It doesn't even look like it's special for Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. They're saying it every single day.
Hello, good evening, right, Dr. Cooper.
But the Morris says it was.
How are you, Dr. Cooper?
It's like it was lifted from. The same way our Nusach Avolenu, then the davening was taken from Musa from Rosh Hashanah.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't all the way around. It was. Okay, take a look over here at the Mishnah Tzina. So Yud Beis, he says tour. If you're going to accept the statement that Ramos said that the Iker of the Vidui is Iker Vidui is Avlanatu Chatonu Avinu Pshanu. Right? So now, let's be Mechadish. Kimi Yotzi Bezeh. Mamelu Hashar Mutabi Yeshiva. He said before that Ravidi has to be said standing. So, but Zok to the Shar, Zok this Achron, which Mr. Burr is going to have challenge, difficulty with. So, Ravidi has to be said standing. This is not Vidi anymore. The Iker Vidi, you're ready, Yoitz, so you can sit for the rest of it. Daik Tavazem, Himasha Kosam, Magan Ram, the Daik, Mimizet, and the Farad Echates. The Magarom says, if you're ready with Yotzi Iker Vidui, we're saying that, you have no need to be for Farad Chait. So, you don't need to stand. We'll only hear he's incorrect. The Das of Magarom, the Gamba Alma ain't circle Farad Chait. He holds that that's true in general. If you just say the minimum amount, you'd be Yotze. But if you want to say more, the correct way to say Vidui is standing. Now, you don't want to say don't say it, but if you say you can't say it's sitting. So that's Mr. Burr is much more inclined, no pun intended, to say it, that the person should be say it's standing. The only thing you could say is that even though the people got it before a Shiloh, that could be you're not yours, so if you say it's leaning. He's Masopic, so once you're to the Iker Vidui, you wouldn't go back because of the Sopic. But whereas the Iker Vidui, it would be a problem. But to say that you shouldn't say it's standing, that's not true.
Shouldn't say what's standing in the line?
The extra part of the. No, all the. Al-Khait.
Okay.
Yeah. Dalit. Sif Dalit. Avadashi, Sada Layam, Biyam, Kippurim, Shalbar. Loshina Layam. Averis, what you said. Vidui in Yom Kippur year one. You do not repeat that of every year during year two, during the following year. So Lachari, you're ready Mitzvah last year. And do it again. You can say Vidui again if you feel you want to say Vidui and ask Kadosh Baruch Hu to express your regret and say Vidui. That's fine. You'd give him a filler hockey, Yoko. I will get after bit Ben Adam Lachavera, Gonna with Gaza with Kadema, I will be Shamokal over Hashem as Exelim, Kamokam is Swadam, Beyamaki Purim Lalam, Kamokam Ben Adam Lamokam Chot. Even though the Ben Adam Lachavera is already totally done with, you returned it, he was Michael, etc., but there's still the Ben Adam Lamokam component, which you're Miswadam. You don't say the same. You don't have to keep asking your friend again and again for mechilu. You shouldn't be mitzvah again and again. That's not true. Mitzvah, you could say again. Oh, in chikdat chaver b'devorim. Something which you irritated somebody. You beat somebody to the punch in a situation or whatever it is. Sharatzian and Yud Gimel says, "V'efshar da'apim kippur rishon ain't tzarich lisvados kimin dekar pius esay." So, in other words, he's learning that I can't point to any anyavachavacharora. There's an avodah damatin yudah that you took about that you beat someone. There's no avera, and if you go look into the dinei mitzvahs, you didn't do an avera. You took something from somebody. If it wants to be machal, you so it's done with. So you could argue you're not mechiv to say vidi b'klal. So, but for sure, there's no need to repeat it. I guess, we don't say vidi on midos. We say vidi on averus, on mitzvahs and averus. Right? So if I have a mitzvah raw, right? So I come to Rosh Hashanah, I'm mitzvah that I have a mitzvah raw. I know, but as long as I didn't. So the fact that you look at me as a bar avol, if onim habachirora, it's an avol to try and take advantage and beat somebody to the punch and take advantage of the sales opportunity, whatever it is. But it's not gzeila, right? It's not right. You're not being nice to somebody else. Good. So not being nice, it means you're not a bal chesed. Okay. So that's a mitzvah. So you see, it could be once he's you're mafayed somebody's michael. So that's the end of the conversation. Not only is it permitted to repeat it, it's even proper to repeat it. The person, David Melech, says, he did an Aveira, and that his mind was constantly aware of the fact that he was constantly doing Shubha about it, etc. But the other says that the Rambam has three Ikrei Shubha, the four Ikrei Shubha. The Rambam has that a person is eyes of the chaziv is the chayin, he stops doing the vera. And the worst is if you're say vira without being eyes of the chet, it's like going to mikvah with a sheretz biyada. Good. There's the kabbalah al haba, they won't do it again. There's the feeling of charata that you did it, and there's the vira. Benyada only has three. He has the ziv is a chet, the charata, and the vidur, because the zivus achet really means the kabbalah haba. They're synonymous in the Ben Yonah's mind. Stopping the vay doesn't mean just this second you stop. It means you're committing not to do it again. That's called leaving the chet. But he says, and all that's included in the pasuk of moide ba'oizev yerucham. So oizev means the zivus achet. Moide means vidur. He says the person is not mizavad unless he has charot. Okay, we have a rabbi standing over saying say vidur. But the natural inclination for a person to say vidui was, could you feel bad? You come and you ask for mechila from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. If you don't feel bad about it, what are you asking for mechila for? So nichla in vidui is the element of charata. So chatan is something the person says, I feel terrible that I've done this. It's avlo, so that's why you would be motivated to say the vidui again. So if you just take it to the final thought process, that marshal means that the mikvah kapora is the expression of charata that a person has. That's the mikvah kapora. But the actual tahara only comes if you stop doing the veira. So he's tovel. He's been tovel in this tremendous yam. I really feel horrible that I've done this. Shkayach. But you're doing it again. So what does it help? You can't get the tahara of the kapara of the charata if you're not going to be eyes of the chet. Hey, the tzilas mincha erev yom kippurim enoch chesin bevidei shacharev. There's no bracha on the nusach of vidui. Now we'll see what that means. But there's no mention of vidui in Chazor Shashat and Mincha every Kippurim. We don't remember in Malkeinu. We call Shkein Tachem. Tesvav Tils Mincha every Kippurim. Lefuke Midas Rashi the Tzirul Hu Dechol Shavili Samach Letfila Yochol Lach to Baruch Ato Hashem Hakel Hasalchon. As much as vidui is part of Shanesa, you get out of bracha within the Mechol Tfilas Yom Kippurim and Chosim Bavidui Shacharev. Now, according to this, this is not a law specifically in Yom Kippur that would apply to any vidui that you're saying personally during Yom Kippur. Rashi would hold you make the bracha, and we'd hold you don't. It's not limited to, it may mean to any one of the tefillos of Yom Kippur. This is true, you don't say chasim. design. So you say first the paragraph of Achal and Nitzarti, which is a form of a vidui, and then you say the Tzilashuni. So where do you say this, the vidui? He says there's a machlokes whether you say yidur rotzon twice at the end of davening, once at the immediately after hamavurich and zmoisa bashalayim, and once at the end of the paragraph of elokayin and tzilashin emirah. You only say it once. You go straight into the Tzilashin Miros without saying any pasuk of Yilrotsun. And then at the end, you say Yilrotsun, you take 3 steps back. So those who say it the whole year, Yilrotsun twice, once immediately after the bracha of Abubarech HaZemayez Vashalom, before you say your Tachanunim, before you say the paragraph of Elokai Neshama.
Say it before Elokai.
So over here also, you would say it before you say, so according to those shitas, so you'd also say Yerotzen before you say Vidui. As opposed, according to the Shita, which says that you say Yerotzen at the end, so over here also, obviously, you'd say Yerotzen at the end and not beforehand. The reason why we say it in Shemoneh Esrei, because the Rambam says that based on the Pesukim, Lifnei Hashem Titaru, that the din of Vidui is to be said Lifnei Hashem. So when is a person Lifnei Hashem? When a person stands Shemoneh Esrei, it's kilu. He's standing like in the Kaddish Kedoshim. The Gemara says, so you're standing lifnei Hashem. So in Shemoneh Esrei, you stand lifnei Hashem. You say vidui. So at the end of Shemoneh Esrei, you say the rotzon. That acts as a step down. That you're no longer standing in Shemoneh Esrei. That you're allowed to interrupt. Well, that's wonderful. So then you're saying vidui in the wrong spot. You're supposed to say vidui in Shemoneh Esrei when you're standing lifnei Hashem. So that's the argument, not to say Yerotzen before. And they say, but since these people the whole year say Yerotzen twice, means their first Yerotzen is not functioning as an end of Shemoneh Esrei, right? Because they're planning to say it a second time. So for them, saying Yerotzen beforehand doesn't constitute a step down to the point that you've lost your status of Lifnei Hashem. Now that means, theoretically, a person the whole year doesn't say it immediately. He should not say it immediately in Kippur also, because then you'd have a real problem. For him, it's like you're ending Shemoneh Esrei. And then you're saying Vidui after Shemoneh Esrei, which is improper. Okay, Vav. There was a minhag that everybody would get a symbolic Malkus of 40 Malkus after Mincha. That would be a motivational factor. The person should think about doing tshuva. As you get in the Malkus, he says Vidui. The Malkarmer Bahurach Mikhaper alone, Shlashapamim, Shem Lamates Tavis, Kanagalamates Malkus. The Paz of Hurachum has 13 words, 3 times is 39. Vinagula Halkus Bersua Kaldo, they use a very, very weak whip. Then a Roxy Kor in the Malkus, that's not real Malkus, you know, just. It hurts something, but it's not, you know, the goal isn't real bona fide malchus. Here with social ego, there shall be other shirkaneo, the more makes a drasha that the ritsu that you should be from a calf skin. Because the shore knows his master, and we, by doing of errors, we've shown that we do not recognize our master. The Gemara says that malchus is received, the person's at an incline.
When's this that you say the Hurachum?
Well, they give him Malkus. Panav Litzalfen, Vachur of the Dharm. He faces north, his face is towards north, his back is towards the south. Okay. Yom Kippur Menem is Kapar, while the Shavim, Hamaminim, and Kaparasai. It only works for those who believe in the Kapar of Yom Kippur. Aval, Amavait, by Chashav Liba, Mayol, Yom Kippur Zeh, and Amachapar Lit. And that's the Machokas of the Gemara. Even for those who don't do tshuva, the Chum say that no, it's only mechaper l'shavim, not for leinim shavim. A boy, I'm yudzayin. Adavka l'shloshim b'teisha. It doesn't mean 40; it means 39. Terkach. They don't really have, you know, real bona fide Malkus. The Yamichai Malkus, without the process of Bezdin, like Asur, there was no warning. We do it as a reminder that it needed a tshuva. We do it with Ashamti Pagati. You say it in singular, Ashamti Pagati, three times.
When are you getting the Malkus?
What?
When are you getting the Malkus?
Right, during the Malkus. Called the Chaf. Abu Bisha Dina Berechav Tefach. Even though normally the halach is the bona fide ritzua of bona fide malchus of the Torah was required a certain width. Over here we just use you know a thin thing and that's it. So in the loik rock machas kalim and it's their light hits. So you face north south. Either direction is fine. Face towards the north or face towards the south. We don't want to face with his back towards east or west. That's the pshat in the Ramah, first shot. So north is towards the money. Nowadays, most of our avarice come from money. So you face towards the north. You're not actually knowing in Malkus nowadays, but if we would be, that would be the minute what to do. Okay. That's Simon Tov Reish Zayin. Simon Tov Reish Ches. Seder Suda Samav Sekis. Oichlum Masikim Kana Menesh Moshes. You have a mitzvah to eat, but you have to stop before Menesh Moshes. Start with Hatsum Echal Lekab. It says, Dino Tosef is Yom. Tosef is Yom Kippur. Tosef is Ein Lo Shir. There's not a specific amount to how much you have to add. Elokad Menesh Moshes, it has to be before the period of Menesh Moshes. The argument being that Menesh Moshes, you have to stop anyway because of the Sofik, that's not called Tosefis. That you're doing because you're not serving to Yom Halayla. But besides that, what you do because of the Sofik, you need to add some more time besides that, a certain amount of time, whatever it is. Question say it has to be, even though there's no shear, but it has to be something which is, has to be at least a nicker amount, which again they argue that someone's in 2 to 4 minutes is their suggestion in Allah.
You're the shear, there's a maximum shear.
What?
There is a shear, there's a maximum.
There's a maximum shear. The maximum shear is plot. She's a matter of Khamish Mayus Ama Kadamalila. So, Banish Moshes is 3/4 of a mil before nighttime. If a mil is 2,000 amas, 3/4 of a mil is 1,500 amas. It doesn't mean the distance, it means the time it takes to walk that distance. So, before that time, which is whenever Lila starts, and this is 3/4 of a mil before that, which is, if you argue mil is 18 minutes, that's 13 and a half minutes beforehand. So, you have to be moisif during before that time, a certain amount, whatever it is. Sarakli Hoisif, Sakat Nalev. Tesev is a Ein Bakoris, Kim, a mitzvah say. It's not a Chi, of course, not Yom Kippur Mamish, it's Erevim Kippur. But there's a Chi, mitzvah to be moisif. There's a mitzvah say to be moisif. So you're the mitzvah say of being moisif, in Erev Bakoris. He says you're ma'ana, you're nefesh on the ninth. Meaning yachal b'tisha mizanim, you're ma'ana yourself on the ninth. That will learn. Says be'erev only in the evening. I mean be'erev yachal mishatash only. It's only true once it gets dark. That will learn b'tisha on the ninth. Okay, it said ma'asul mizanim b'yoyim k'nei lohizim michel alakodesh. And gam mitziyosu moisib nixim me'erev ad erev. You could extend that in the evening also on the following day. So there's a dinner with Tosefes Yom Kippur and Motzei Yom Kippur also.
Dinner of Tosefes Yom Kippur
and Motzei Yom Kippur. Yeah. Beis shesmano elof v'chamesh meyos amam. It's a learner. Sheshir ben shmoshes huma shir mahalach. It's the time it takes to walk 1,500 amas. Who will erech Rebbe Shaw? Kadim says it's approximately a quarter of an hour, 15 minutes before it says. The Kadim was there. That's Benish Moshes. Then before that, Circle Hoysamad, you have to a little beforehand. They said, what we do is we add, we're lighting Harris early, 18 minutes beforehand. So our Tosef is basically between the 13 minutes of Benish Moshes and the 18 minutes of Tosef is you have a half an hour. It's approximately a half an hour. Neshachonor, his Kirsh is that Dasar Ben Otam, is he out there?
What
18
minutes of
Tosafis
and
13
minutes of
Ben Hashmash? Well, the standard was to be people like the neighbors, 18 minutes before, that's his amount of Tosafis. So between the two, it adds up to be basically half an hour. According to the world of the Rebbeinu Tam, even when the sun is physically set, it's still daytime. There's a Zman called Tzeset Kechovim, which is 72 minutes later. You subtract back 13 and a half minutes before that, the Menish Moshe starts. And Tosefes starts is before that. So your Mekan Tosefes is after the sun sets, according to the Mechab. Because it's still daytime, halachically. Mishabur said, we already brought cheetahs beforehand, and that's not true. They hold. As soon as the sun sets, Benish Moshe starts. Then when we lose the sight of the sun. So according to that sheet, you have to be Moshe Mikhail or Kaddish before the sun sets. Similar, whether it's regards to not working, it also applies to not eating. Okay, let's hold it here.